Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up in just a few minutes, a boxing movie idea and Floyd checks in. You'll have that coming up right after this.
There's times when a man wants to sink his teeth into something that's so good, so unforgettably delicious, so darn tasty that denying him even one flavorful moment would be akin to stealing his horse or insulting his mother. That's why when I have a hankering for hearty, hunger-satisfying food, nothing better stand in my way.
Well, well, looky here. Somebody done left me a big plate of grub. Don't mind if I do.
Cowboy, you take one more step and touch these, and you're gonna lose a lot more than just your reaching arm.
Aw, oh, you're yellow. You ain't got to...
Wow.
Girl Scout cookies. It's what's for dinner.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
My gosh, will you look at Christy Lee?
Hi.
Just Josh? A gorgeous snow bunny today.
Well, thank you. Little chilly, check local listings.
Pat Godwin in the laboratory, cooking up some tunes for us enjoy. There's Jeff Oskey and Chick McGee's a normal spot, but he's recovering from butt implants.
Yeah.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm great. He just sent me a picture, and I got to tell you, that sack looks smooth.
Oh, nice. And a few other things done, a scrotal smoothing and a taintening.
Is what they a taint extension, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they call it a taintening,
Now it's the, I don't know what this means. It was tongueable, a word? What is this? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are.
I
Ace idea. Cosby, engineer extraordinaire. At the booth. And Willie Griswold, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good to see you. And, of course, your father, Tommy.
It's good to see you, Josh. We've got Christy Lee at the news desk. We've had a great show so far. I'm very happy. We've come up with a new Hallmark. We've come up with a new Hallmark movie that I love.
I think it's so good it could be a mainstream film.
We were talking about the song Boom Boom Out Go the Lights and how inappropriate it would be. I'm sure wasn't really trying to support domestic violence of any kind, but we came up with an idea. What if it were a love story between two men who are both boxers, and it takes place in Christmas like all those Hallmark movies? And then how was the scenario again, Josh?
You had suggested maybe Boxing Day.
Oh, that's right. We could call it Boxing Day.
Yeah, one was British and one was not, and they were boxers in love, but they were rivals, so they have to fight each other and still figure out the relationship.
You could do like Tom Holland and Miles Teller.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that would be if it were like sort
of
a mainstream.
Yeah.
All right.
We're learning about Christy this morning.
So that's it. So if we go mainstream, instead of doing Boxing Day, which is a British expression, I believe for the day after Christmas.
I think
correct?
So.
But then they don't want to fight each other and because they've fallen in love. What about Flaming Bull?
Flaming Bull. I think that would be,
instead of Rage
Awful. Bull,
sound more like a parody.
Yeah.
Smut version.
Yeah, that would be.
Okay. I guess I'm out of ideas. I thought it was. Thought it was rather fun, but. There's the phone. What does that mean?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Flaming Bull.
You're welcome. You're the only one that enjoyed it, apparently.
You know, you see that a lot in that cuckold porn. I had to do my annual doctor's visit yesterday. I wanted to call and let you know about it.
Oh, yo, you got your physical. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, Dr. Merkel said I had something called hypertension.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out it's just old sawbones talk, you know, for high blood pressure.
That's sure. Right.
What was your blood pressure, Floyd?
Let's see, I believe he said my sister Harlick was around 160 and my diabetic was 94.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's the right term.
So the doc told me I needed to give up on eating anything with salt in it, of course. So
I've been there, yeah.
Looks like me and Mr. Fuel are kind of going to take a little hiatus when it comes to my chili dogs and my chicken tornadoes.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I got Big D looking out for me, so she packed me a salad for the road.
I've been eating
salads like a zoo box turtle. Now, I'm not sure what to do with all these leftovers, less than I trip a rabbit to help out.
Yeah.
Doc asked me, too. He said, Floyd, you have a blood pressure cuff. I said, no, I don't believe I have a cuff on anything. I usually just wear these overalls. But you think long sleeves would be bad for your blood pressure. Oh, the cat, he's always asking me to roll my sleeves up. Uh-huh. So anyway, he said, I'm going to have to change my lifestyle habits.
Oh, wow.
He said, I need to exercise more.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon I'm ahead of schedule there. On the count the other day, I hopped out of the cab, a prairie dogging, and of course the men's room was all the way on the far side. And
yeah.
I didn't quite make it to the finish line. But yeah. I guess when you think about it, like I told the doc, I reckon that counts for a two a day. Good night.
See you soon, hope he feels better. Yeah, hope he stays healthy.
Two a day. You know what that means, Christy? Two a day is
football practice.
Yes,
I know that.
Yes, or,
yeah,
whatever team you were on in the fall, you usually had the two a days.
Right.
I think after summer, 2 days, that was the last time that I was really in shape. And now, this isn't a joke. Yesterday, I Googled exercises you can do while laying on the couch. Now I'm in a different kind of shape.
That's a good Google, man.
You know?
Yeah, yep.
I wanted like a right leg, left arm kind of alternating thing.
That works.
I
sure.
I do something up
there's
there.
A program
for your obliques.
On PBS for that. And I believe it's couch aerobic, where you grab like a can of soup, and you just use that for your dumb. You haven't seen those?
No, I haven't.
Is this an SNL skit? Or
no, it's an actual program on like early morning PBS. It's like an old lady sitting in a chair working out.
Yeah, it's like a silver sneakers thing for people.
How about that?
Wow. So good. There's something for you, Willie.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a shot.
If I'm not mistaken, Floyd's two-a-days involves a prairie dogging it to the men's room at the truck stop.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yuck. Yeah, every time. By the way, I think there's a guy with I always envision at all these places that there's a little room with a guy with all the cameras and all the screens, and they're watching you.
No.
In the bathroom there?
No. When you're anywhere. Any store. Especially at the mall, though.
Okay.
Because the last couple times, there's this one family restroom in sort of the far part of the mall. And every time I go there, just before I get there, the guy sets up that orange teepee plastic thing saying out of service. And you know, you've got this thing where you've timed it all out and you figure, oh, this is perfect. And you come around the corner and realize, well, the other one's 600 yards from here. So either I bust through this thing or we're stuck. I'm sorry.
So your contention is
there's a guy
watching and just loving
it. There's a guy going, Tom's here.
Yeah.
He's,
put up the tent.
He's here. Yeah. No.
There's definitely a guy watching monitors because way back when my kids were small, one of my children dropped a shoe or a sock or something, and someone came up to me and they go, we saw this on camera and your baby dropped this. And I was like, ooh. Oh my God. Okay. Thanks.
Huh. No. I mean, I get that.
Yeah. But it was still kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they're out there. You got to understand that. And these days...
There are cameras everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And I don't know how...
Everywhere.
I don't know how some of these criminals don't realize this. You know, when you walk into the bank, they've got you from every angle known to man.
This This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom, you mentioned Flaming Bull earlier as a potential title for the boxing movie.
Again, the genesis of this, I think it's a great idea. I love the Hallmark movies. And I know, just do one for a gay male couple.
Yeah.
But they meet as adversaries, and then in the course of training, fall in love. And then the big dilemma is: are they going to hit each other?
Right.
In the boxing,
and how hard?
Yeah.
And who's gonna let who win, or who's gonna try to win? You know, that kind of thing.
So are you envisioning...
Well, apparently he's one of these in production already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wrecked him for a heavyweight.
you can't have all these lined up.
What's that?
you can't just kill this on
verdict, guys. So you've taken every famous boxing movie now. So far we've got Flaming Bull.
Right. Because
Boxing Day would be a legitimate title for
sure,
us.
Sure.
Instead of Apollo, I'm trying to think of every other.
Apollo Creed, it's just Apollo's D. They're not even trying anymore.
No, they get a little lazy. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll think of a few more as the day wears on.
Well, if they need something to wear, a company in Japan has created lace boxer briefs for men. According to Sora News, Japanese underwear manufacturer Wacol is launching the line after last
year's...
What? Wacol.
Spell it.
W-A-C-O-A-L. Wacol.
Gotcha.
Okay.
These are way cool.
Because they make a wonderful line of women's lingerie. I own some of their products.
Oh, God.
They're launching a line after last year's successful crowdfunding campaign. Available in 7 colors, the stretchy... Floral pattern lace.
These look like women's panties.
It's said to have the same length of strength as, or same level of strength, rather, as a pair of Wacol's regular men's boxer shorts. The briefs feature, though, a satin waistband and a molded front section for support. The rest of it is lace. They're available for a limited time online. Maybe a great Valentine's gift for $34.61. There you go.
This is where the old thing that your mom used to say comes in. Oh, that's nice, Josh. You're going to wear the ladies' panties. What if you get hit by a car?
They're not ladies.
Oh, right, yeah. And they have to, yeah, exactly.
But they're not ladies' panties.
They look like ladies'
panties.
They
certainly are famous.
They're not shaped like ladies', but they're shaped like boxer briefs. But
there are a lot of men who like to wear ladies' underwear because it feels better.
I had an ex buy me a pair of those type things.
Like satiny panties?
Well, but
boxers.
They were lacy and tight. And I put them on in the bathroom, and then I texted her, I'm breaking up with you. Leave my house now. And then I threw them. They, man, it like, I try to be open-minded, and man, I have never felt prettier in my life. Oh my goodness.
I think these are really sexy.
Were they comfortable?
No, Jeff? They weren't, because your skin pokes out between. Maybe they were too tight. Yeah. But it was
icy.
Like, it was like a.
That's more of a brief rather than a boxer.
It was definitely not.
I think this would this be for a long time relationship where everybody's comfortable with their.
I can see a lot of single men actually buying these and feeling very comfortable during the day.
And Christy,
they look very comfortable.
But Christy, you wouldn't be shocked in the let's go back in time here for a minute.
No, I would not be shocked if
your man came out in those and they were like a gold lamé.
Well, gold lamé is a little different. Well,
hey, does Liberace like ladies?
Willie, have you seen them? Would you wear those?
I'm looking at them. Maybe
he would wear those.
I wouldn't. The fabric is very soft. That looks nice, but it's you need to have a straight hem at the bottom.
Oh, you know,
that's exactly how I feel.
It's that lacy frill.
Right.
No, I can't wear anything that frills at the bottom.
No way.
Yeah, my masculinity kind of is way too fresh.
If it were a straight hem, I would maybe try them just to see if I liked the feel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they're not for me.
I think Willie's hit the nail on the head. Your masculinity a little fragile.
Are you kidding me? I am barely holding on to anything.
Okay. Whereas Josh, you're very, very confident.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm not sure what statement that makes.
How so?
I mean,
if you were parading around in your panty-like...
My lacy boxers.
Lacy boxers.
I think it... boy. I think there are going to be some businessmen out there who love this.
Right, because I bet they're very comfortable.
Right, but I don't...
What if your girlfriend bought them for you and was like, hey, this would turn me on if you wore these?
Oh, then I would do it.
See?
Yeah.
And then you'd say, yeah, and I bet Bruce will like them too.
Bruce. I'm right in the middle of this.
Ace, you have so many holes in yours, it's kind of like they're missing your hand. Like, he makes his own. He does his in-house.
Wait, Willie, you really do make a good point. If it had like a satin line... around the bottom of the hem.
If you just fold it up and stitch it, it would look totally regular, I think.
Now, Ace, would you be comfortable wearing these things?
If they were briefs.
They're not. They're boxers. Well, they're boxer briefs. They're tight around the leg.
Well, if you just want briefs, you could just get a pair of women's panties. Right?
With a full back, I'm assuming, not the thong.
Well, I tell you, this show would come to a complete stop if Ace said, well, that's all I wear is thongs.
I don't care what anyone says. Thongs are not comfortable. I don't care what anybody tells you.
They aren't supposed to be. They're just supposed to be attractive to men. That's all.
I have female friends that claim they're very comfortable.
I know, but boy, they're lying.
I mean, you have to get used to it, like a bike seat.
They're great for no panty lines. That's about it.
I always like the term butt floss.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they sexy to guys?
Yes. Oh,
they look terrific. Yeah,
because you get to see.
That's a nice look.
The butt. All the.
Yeah.
I'm shaking over here.
Two little peaches.
You okay, Willie?
I'm big fan.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Now, this is kind of a sports story. I think I'm not sure if you have
it. What?
The knob biscuit throwing contest.
Yeah, I have it.
No, this is an English thing.
Annual, right?
Yeah, the knob biscuit, yeah. But it's in trouble.
What happened to that story? Here it is. Yeah, the BBC reports a so-called knob-throwing contest has been canceled because it's become too popular. Held in Cuttastock, the Dorset knob-throwing event had been set to go ahead on May 1st, but the event, which features people hurling the county's traditional knob biscuits down a field, apparently is drawing too many people due to the 2019 event attracting over 8,000 folks. Organizers say it's reached such a size it cannot be run by a small village committee anymore.
Wow.
This is one of those sort of quirky, weirdo things that small towns do that just gains a lot of traction. And they have the same kind of problems we have over here in the States with respect to getting people employed. Staffing, I thought, would go pretty well because I saw the ad and it said... available, we're seeking knob jobs.
Plenty of knob jobs. You would have thought they would have been flooded with that.
Well, that's what I thought was weird. They didn't cancel right down the street. The Knob Gobbler Festival is still taking place. Yeah.
That's the eating thing. And I think some of the famous American eaters, Joey Chestnut's going to head over there.
Yes.
For that. Although he was confused at first and didn't want to go.
No, thank you.
Do we know what a knob biscuit is? Is that, what kind of cookie is that?
Probably is it like a garlic knot, maybe?
I have no idea. You studied over there, Josh. Do you know?
I thought it was a brand of cookie. Let me look.
Yeah, because a biscuit is more like something you have with a cup of tea.
Man, I tell you, they got music going on over there, but their food over there, their cookies over there, their sweets, not as good. They call them biscuits. I don't like that.
I'm with you, man. Mm-hmm.
But that British baking show... It's the best show on TV. You know, that's being made into a stage musical.
Yeah, but whenever they make these delicate cookies and you want it to be so crisp that when you bite it, there's no flavor. I hate those. None of it actually looks good. They all have jam in them instead of chocolate.
They don't add any. Add sugar? Is that the thing?
I don't know what it is. And you know what? I don't like the host either. I'll say it.
Who is that rock and roll guy in that?
With
the out of control hair. Like, that doesn't belong at all.
Oh, that show's great. Okay. I find that show very calming. I like it very much. I like it much. They tried to do an American version. It didn't work.
Well, my kids, they love the kid with Gordon Ramsay, the MasterChef Junior.
Oh yeah.
Except for now, they're getting all cocky. They're like, I didn't like the baked beans. Let's see what you bring on the dessert portion of the meal tonight, Daddy. And I'm, well, I hope you like vanilla ice cream.
Right out of the box.
The Dorset Knob is what it's. It looks like a roll. So,
when it comes to throwing rolls, Josh, you're the authority on that.
Yes, you are.
Well, there are a couple of restaurants. There's a small chain called Lambert's. And boy, they'll throw rolls right at you.
Aren't they famous for their throwed rolls?
Exactly, yeah.
Did you ever drop
them across the room? No, I've never. I've caught every one I've ever...
And so you're sitting at the table and they heave them at you?
Yes, from across the restaurant.
Have you ever tried to turn two and just wing it at another table?
I will next time, I swear. Like just to my brother across from me or whatever. Yeah.
We got
to
go.
Do you ever bring a mitt? A bucket? Or a fishnet?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch, 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.